Okay, back to the dinum of... No, please don't. No. Doctor.
No more.
Not this. Not since Corona. Okay, last week we did the night of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, getting into the day of Rosh Hashanah. The whole issue, I'm not going to get into it now because most of the people here don't have Chabad houses with non-religious people that are affected by COVID, that you can't have a long service and the whole thing. So the question, how do you make a shorter service for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What are you allowed to do? Can you make a few minyanim? How long does it, what's the minimal to say? It's an extremely complicated issue and here it's not relevant, to tell you the truth, except davening is going to be a little quicker, that's all. Okay, anyway, when it comes to the morning of Rosh Hashanah, okay, B'chal says the people, generally speaking, people should know what the words mean when you daven, especially the chazanim, should know what the words mean when they daven for the Amid because they're representing the community. Like we mentioned yesterday, they don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because they're not days of Simcha. The days of din, the days of severity, days of judgment. It's not the time of simcha. Because the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos this year, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, that normally you say for the whole complete Aseret Yemei Tshuva, but Shabbos you don't say Avinu Malkeinu, or for that matter, our custom is anytime there's no Tachnun, for whatever the reason may be, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Like for instance, if there's a bris in the shul, or somebody got married and there's no tachlin because of it, so then our custom is we don't say Avinu Malkeinu either.
Even during
Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's the Chiddush of the Rebbe that happened. There was once a bris on Vav Tishrei when the Rebbe was davening for his mother's yahrzeit, and the Rebbe was davening for the Amid, and there was a bris in the shul, and they told the Rebbe that there's a... because in Halacha it says you don't say tachlin, but you say Avinu Malkeinu. Even though you don't say Tachlin, you say Avinu Malkeinu. Even though like Friday afternoon, nobody says Avinu Malkeinu. There's certain times everybody doesn't say Avinu Malkeinu. So before davening, they handed the Rebbe a note that the Sandik was in shul, so there's no Tachlin. So after Shemoneh Esrei, instead of what should have been done is Avinu Malkeinu, no Tachlin, but Avinu Malkeinu. The Rebbe went straight to half Kaddish, and then, I remember the day of Kriya, not that I remember, but he said, Ashri of Olatzian. And that was a shock by everybody. And that night, by the Fabreng, Vav Tisha, Rebbe would have a Fabreng for his mother's yard, so the Rebbe explained and showed that according to Alter Rebbe in Siddur, Tachnun and Avinu Malkeinu and Kelar Chapayim, that we say those 2.5 lines before Torah reading, are all interconnected. And therefore, the Rebbe said, according to our custom is, because in previous years it wasn't done, even the Rebbe didn't do that. But the Rebbe said, L'Perl, the meaning is, according to the Alter Rebbe, that you don't say, anytime you don't say Avinu Malkeinu, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Okay. With Rosh Hashanah, it says in Halacha, you're supposed to sell Aliyahs to bring in for people to give tzedakah. You take out 2 Sefer Torahs. It's also mentioned in Halacha that there's a custom that there's a special trup, at least in Ashkenazic circles, there's a special Rosh Hashanah trup that you read the Torah with a special Rosh Hashanah trup. Concerning reading the maftir, there's again different customs. Some people will read the maftir also, not the haftir, I'm talking about the maftir, what you read for Yom Tif in the second Sefer Torah. Some people also read it with the Yom Tov, the Rosh Hashanah, you know, Negina, the Trop. But in 770, they didn't. And I'm meaning is that the Maftar was read with the same regular Trop like year-round. Okay, now, the first year this year is, there's no Tekiyas because it's Shabbos. Not Chas V'Sholem because we're losing out on Tekiyas. But the Gemara says, it's known as Gzeira de Rabba, Gzeira de Rabba of the Gemara made. And the reason he says like this, the Gemara says in Megillah, and Rosh Hashanah, a few places, says How kol chayav mitkia shefer? Everybody has to reach and listen to shefer. Vein hakol b'kiyam mitkia shefer, and not everybody is an expert in the laws of shefer. So gzeda, maybe person that will want to learn how to blow shefer from somebody. Yeshema yavirenu arba amis b'shus harabim. He might carry four amis in the public domain. So therefore, the Chachamim made a decree that even though the Torah says Shabbos, you do blow shofar, because the Torah just says on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, blow shofar. It doesn't say Yasha, not Shabbos. I'm not telling you have to blow shofar. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that there was a gzeira that it wasn't Rabbah, which originated before Rabbah, but Rabbah was the one that said it. And he says that's the reason why you don't read Megillah on Shabbos in this year, and in fact, this coming year, Purim in Yerushalayim is going to be Shabbos, because Purim is here on Friday. This is known as Purim HaMashulash. So normally in Yerushalayim, they would read Megillah on the 15th of Adar. The 15th of Adar this year is Shabbos, so they read it on Friday. It's a whole different setup. So the Gemara asks the question, a very famous question, because the same thing with Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot is Shabbos. And in fact, biblically, the Torah says, "Lokachtem lachem b'yem arishin p'riyetz Adar." When it comes to Sukkot, the Torah really biblically, there's only a mitzvah of lulav and esrog one day. The Torah says, "Lokachtem lachem b'yem arishin." The Chachamim came around and they said, "You do it 7 days." But that's midrabanan, min haTorah. Lulav and esrog is only the first day. This year, the first day is Shabbos. You don't talk about do lulav and esrog. So again, the Gemara asks the same question: how is it possible that the Chachamim could undo a biblical law? The Gemara answers, Yesh Kerech Biyad Chachamim, Lakar Dovim and Atayra B'Shev Al Taisa. The Chachamim were given biblical authority. They have no right. The Chachamim cannot come and say, transgress a negative commandment. Chachamim can't come along and say, go eat treif. Go eat not kosher. That they can't do. Chachamim can't say, go desecrate Shabbos. Because it's a negative commandment. That power they don't have. Chachamim were given by Hashem the ability to say, don't do a positive mitzvah. They have that ability to say, now you don't have to do it. And therefore the Chachamim said, because we're afraid somebody is going to end up carrying a shofar, so therefore the Chachamim said, you know what? We're not blowing shofar. Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to blow do lulav and esrog on the first day. We're not going to do Megillah. Interesting questions, very famous question in many, many Maimorim of Rosh Hashanah, especially the Maimorim that begin Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, which is a Mishnah. So they ask the question, Kiyah Shefer is the union of Tshuva. The Rambam writes, even though that Kiyah Shefer Rosh Hashanah is a Gzeres HaKosuv, the Torah says, Stam, do it. The Torah doesn't give a reason. But the Rambam is Yesh B'davar, Ur Yishen Mishenachem. The Rambam says that basically Shofar is a wake-up call. So Shofar is the whole concept of Shofar is to do tshuva. So the Chassidus asks the question, it doesn't make sense to say that the Chachamim should take away such an important concept of tshuva, Shofar, because of a few illiterates that won't know how to blow shofar, and we're afraid they're going to carry the shofar on Shabbos. How many people is that already? And because of that, you take away the mitzvah of shofar from millions of Jews. And Chassidus explains that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos itself accomplishes what shofar does. So therefore, you don't need it so much. You don't need it so much. Which means that Shabbos, the letter Shin Bei Sof is the same letters as the word Toshev, which is Tshuva. Shabbos is the level of Tshuva. Therefore, what Shabbos accomplishes, so same thing with Sukkot, what Shabbos accomplishes, Lulav and Esrog doesn't accomplish. Shabbos accomplishes what Lulav and Esrog would accomplish. Shabbos accomplishes what Shofar accomplishes. What we find, though, an interesting thing, Chassidus goes into different places, that what's interesting is, when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we do eat matzah. The Chum should say, don't do eat matzah because you might carry in the street. So I'm not going into the nigla, the Gemara aspect of it, but the Hasidic aspect of it is, Shabbos doesn't accomplish what matzahs do. And therefore, even though Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you need to eat matzah. You don't need Shefer, you don't need Lulav and Esrik, but matzah you do need. So the bell, anyway, but the Mishnah says an interesting thing. B'migdash are you taken? In the base of Migdash, they did blow. And the Gemara says, any place where there's a Bezdin Kavua, an established Bezdin, not Stam, three Bezdin, you know, a massive Bezdin, so they blew. In fact, it's brought down, all the posts can bring down, and the Rif writes it himself, that Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, the Rif, who was one of the teachers of the Rambam, in his shul, they blew Shofar on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, they blew Shofar, because he interpreted the Gemara, B'migdash doesn't only mean in the base of Migdash, any place where there's a Bezmi Kavua, he had a Bezmi Kavua, so therefore he paskin that they blow Shofar. But today, no, it's not. Yeah, they did it. Because Ein Shavuos B'migdash, there's no reason why not to do it.
We are supposed to blow the Shofar when Mashiach comes, right?
That's going to be a big Shofar.
No, we supposed to announce that Mashiach is here.
Well, to answer your question, I'm going to answer it in a funny way. In Halacha, it says Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. Yeah. Because the Maisa with Tchumim, he's coming outside the city, and there's more, you're not allowed to go 2,000 cubits, and Mashiach would be coming outside the city. And there's a famous story with the Tzemach Tzedek. It says in the Gemara, Mashiach can't come Erev Shabbos and Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the story is told that Tzemach Tzedek was once speaking about Mashiach coming now, and when it was the time the Gemara says Mashiach can't come. So the Chassidim asked him, but it says in the Gemara, Mashiach can't come now. How are you saying he should come right now? So Tzemach Tzedek said to him, the Rebbe quoted this many times. Tzemach Tzedek said that in the Gemara there's a lot of what's called Teiku. Teiku means Mashiach will answer the questions. So the Tzemach Tzedek said that when Mashiach comes, he's going to have a lot of questions to answer anyway. So he said, let him come, and he'll also answer how he came when he says in the Gemara he wasn't allowed to come. So again, you talk about Mashiach, yeah, it's going to, we'll figure it out, I'm sure. Where's Mashiach coming to?
Where he comes,
I'm asking, where is he coming? Maybe he'll come everywhere.
Brooklyn, where
he come? That's right. Now you're talking. Now you're getting there. I see you doing tshuva. The slichets are helping you.
He doesn't come.
I go somewhere else. Anyway, okay. When Mashiach will come, there will be a revelation that everybody in the world will know. They're not going to have to email it and text it and Facebook it. How? That's the only issue you have with Mashiach. The practical one. No. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because you can't, the Gemara says, because the Maisa with Chutz L'Tchum. Then they ask, Ein Tchum L'Mailet, so that depends if Mashiach's coming from above. Like the Gemara in Sukkah says, if the Rama holds it's a person coming from down here, then you do have tchum, you don't have, whatever. It's a whole, okay. Machet shin yizu mei shumar mecha bei b'mayin kim shibla agal teiro. Tanan mekashi emirat gebor.